And we're going to start with John Edson. John is author of the book, Design Like Apple, Seven Principles for Creating Insanely Great Products, Services, and Experiences. But he's also been in the news more recently because he's president of Lunar. Lunar is a major design firm, one of the most respected design firms in the industry, but was recently acquired by the consulting giant McKinsey. So we're going to explore what this new relationship is like, how it's going to affect the company's approach to design, as well as what this means about the role of design in business. One of your claims to fame was the first PowerBook for Apple back in 1991, which I love. I think it's really a critical design stage for Apple. How did Apple do that? Was it a when they used these outside firms, was it as kind of an internal competition for the best design concept, or was it everybody designing different parts of the same product in cooperation?
There wasn't a competition so much as projects were meted out to different firms. So, and there was a lot of conceptual work, and that's one of the signatures at Apple, is that they don't. They don't say, oh, well, we're going to launch a product next year. There's constant churn for concepts and designs. They didn't just say, well, we need a notebook. Let's design our own notebook. What they said was, what do we need in a notebook? What should a notebook computer be? And if you remember at the time, notebooks all followed the exact same format. You had to carry a mouse with you because there was no trackpad. There was no trackball built into the computer. The keyboard was out at the front edge because the thinking was you were trying to, the assumption that people made was you were trying to replicate the desktop experience. So get the keyboard as close as you can to people, use an external mouse. But we were able to challenge those things and say, well, why, you always need a mouse. Why isn't that built into the computer? And what that afforded was moving the keyboard back towards the screen, which, anybody who's used a notebook computer in a coach seat on an airplane knows that you need as much arm room as you can.
John, full disclosure, I'm an alum of McKinsey. I spent 5 wonderful years there and have great respect for the firm. And as I think about you and your firm, you have a huge challenge. And in fact, I think your experience with Apple actually makes you uniquely unqualified to help raise the importance of design on the management agenda at McKinsey. You know, Apple was very, Steve had a very central role in the management of the firm, and he needed no convincing that design mattered. Whereas now you've got a very decentralized firm. How do you raise the importance of design among a firm like McKinsey?
Well, one advantage we have is that compared to McKinsey's size, we're not very big. And so we don't need to convince everyone at McKinsey in order to have a really successful and wonderful experience there. We're already actually we've spent the last year doing a number of trial projects, and there's plenty of work that's going to come through from, let's call them, the believers who understand the importance of design and what it will mean for their clients. And the proof will be in the pudding. I think we're going to, in short order, have a very long line of folks who want to, kind of deliver to their clients the differences that design can bring.
There's a recent Wired piece describing the relationship between McKinsey and Lunar as proof that the business world is increasingly seeing design as a necessary competency. Do you think that this acquisition reflects something more broadly about the role of design in American business?
I do. I think that, you can't deny that the disruptors are designers. I was speaking with an investment person, VC, recently, and he asked me what I did, and I explained it, and he said, now that I think about it, the firms that we invest in, if it's two people, one of them is a designer. The world has been recognizing that success is in a really great product or service, right? This is, no amount of advertising is going to make a mediocre product or service really wonderful. And we're certainly in the days when, sort of in this post-advertising world where, if you're making junk, the truth is going to be told, and you're not going to have a success on your hands. And so that's gotten the attention in its own way of the C-suite.